Does somebody have a song for us to start with? Number 16. Tim, maybe you could start these for me. Number 16, please.
Salvation is a big bird, but I am not too small. To know Christ died on Calvary from sin to save us all.
Number 10.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For Him I hold every soul. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Children that are here today, do you think that the older people like to come to Sunday school too? I think so, because I like to come to Sunday school. So, should we ask maybe if there's somebody that's older that wants to give out a hymn for Sunday school? What do you think? Or would you like to give one out? Okay, what would you like?
Number 18.
Okay. That's great.
There were 12 disciples. Jesus called to help them. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John. Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus. That is Simon Judas and Bartholomew. He has called us to. He has called us to.
Jacob? Thank you, Jacob. That's really a good hymn, because one of the things I want to talk about today is that somebody that got called by their name. Okay, before we go on, I want to tell you a couple stories. And I remember when I was young like you guys, I used to love it when people would tell stories. So I'm going to tell you a story that I can remember when I was a little boy. And that was a few years ago, quite a few years ago. And my family, we were up at a cottage in Muskoka, which is in Ontario, which is further north than where we live. And we were staying with my Uncle Ralph and Aunt Ruth and their family. And we were going to meeting on Sunday morning. And I was just a little boy, but I remember this very clearly. And the cottage was right beside this big highway, and it was a very busy highway. And because it was in the middle of Muskoka, there's lots of lakes and boats and stuff like that. And so there was a lot of cars that had boats on them, and it was very hard to get from the cottage lane onto the highway. And you had to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And I was a little kid. It was like forever. It seemed like we'd never get on our way to meeting and Sunday school. And so I remember my Uncle Ralph. I was in his car with one of my cousins. And my Uncle Ralph was driving. And we were waiting and waiting. And finally there was a break in the traffic. And it was like, oh boy, that's so good. We get to go. So my Uncle Ralph stepped on the gas, and the car stalled. But we were on a little hill, and so we had come down the hill a little bit, and we were right in the middle of the highway. And the car stalled. What do you think my Uncle Ralph did? Before he tried to start the car again, he said, "Lord, save us!" And I remember as a little boy being so impressed with that, that my uncle, he was a grown man, and he would say, "Lord, save us." And you know, that made an impression on me. And many times in my life, when I've been in a hard situation, I've said, "Lord." And you know what? He's helped me. And I pray and trust that each person here this morning has said, "Lord, save me." that's not the rest of the story. I looked down the road, and there was a car coming right at our car. It was going to hit us. I knew it. I didn't know what was going to happen. My uncle tried the car again, and it started, and we went ahead, and the car didn't hit us. I don't know how it didn't hit us. Because it was there were cars just coming, and they were going so fast, and somehow the Lord spared us. He saved us. And you know, I learned a lesson that day, that the Lord can save, even when we think it's impossible. The Lord saved us. And I was just a little boy. And that story has stuck with me my whole life, that the Lord took care of us that day. Now I want to tell you another story. So, in order for me to come, because I'm a Canadian, I can't come across in a car across the border into the United States. That's the law. So, if I want to come, I have to fly down to an airport, and then I have to get a ride to come to the conference. So we were praying about what to do, and there weren't very many flights from Canada, but they're slowly bringing them back. And so now there was a flight from Ottawa to Montreal to Philadelphia, which is the way I came here. So I phoned my daughter, Christy, and I said, "Christy, I would really like to go to the conference. Can you pick me up in the airport in Philadelphia?" Well, I'm kind of used to traveling with my wife, who's well organized, and I kind of follow along and get there because she helps me. But she drove here with Tom and Ernie, my two boys, and so I was going to have to go through the airport by myself. I was going to have to go through customs. I was going to have to get all these things done. So what do you think I did? I prayed, and I said, "Lord, help me, please, because I need help." I was all by myself. And I didn't really know exactly what I had to do. And I had to have a test to show the U.S. government, right? And then when I go home, I have to have another test to show the Canadian government. It's a little bit complicated. So anyway, to make a long story short, I asked the Lord to help me. When I got to Philadelphia, how was I ever going to meet Christy? This big airport, and I was going through places I'd never been before in my life. So I came walking out the door, and right ahead of me was a blue car, SUV, with a yellow license plate from New Jersey. And there was my daughter Christy going like this. Did the Lord help me? Yes, He did. And the Lord can help us. And I want to talk today about prayer. And you know what? I'm not very good at praying. Because something inside of me says, "I can do it myself. I don't need help." I don't like to be dependent. And it's hard for me to say, you know what? I really need help. But we really need help every day, don't we? All the time. There's lots of things that have to go right. In order for us to get to the conference, our vehicle had to drive. The wheels all had to keep air in them. The Lord took care of so many things for us even to get here today. What about cooking the breakfast? There had to be electricity up there. What if the electricity had gone out? We wouldn't have had breakfast. We take so many things for granted, and it's so important for us to ask the Lord for His help in prayer. Now, I'm going to just go and cheat a little bit because I need help remembering stuff. There was a time where I could remember things, and you know what? I'm getting older. And I fell off a roof last year, and I hit my head really bad. And so I don't remember as well, so I helped myself with some notes. So let's turn to Psalm 65. If you guys have a Bible, turn to Psalm 65. And we're going to read a verse there. And then I'm going to tell you about another way the Lord answered prayer since I got here to the conference. Okay, Psalm 65, and it says in verse 2, it says, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Wow! O thou that hearest prayer. So when we pray, God hears our prayers. The Lord hears our prayers. It's not a waste of time. It's a good thing for us to pray because God hears them. So I wasn't sure what to talk about today. But I've been enjoying that verse very much about prayer. And when we went into our room where we were staying at the conference, there was a Bible that was there sitting on the little dresser with the mirror. And guess where it was open to?
Psalm
65. And I'm like, Lord, thank you for answering another one of my prayers. Now I know what to talk about today. And the Lord answers prayer after prayer after prayer after prayer. And it's wonderful, isn't it? And you know, sometimes, like I said, I don't pray enough. And there's sometimes where the Lord just makes things work just perfect for me. And I say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for taking care of me, even when I didn't pray as much as I should have. But the Lord answered my prayer to know what to talk about today. Now let's turn to the next chapter. And one of the guys who works for me this summer, he gave me a verse, verse 16. He wrote me a little note at the end of his time with us this summer. And he said, verse 16 says at the end, I will declare what he hath done for my soul. You know, there's a lot of young people that are looking for work right now and can't find decent jobs. And he was so thankful that he could work with a Christian crew. And he said, I will declare what he hath done for my soul. But when I was reading this verse, I kept reading. And we go down to the next verse. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Verse 19. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer. You know, isn't it wonderful that we could pray and ask the Lord to help us? And I'm sure that each one of us has prayed and asked the Lord's help on things. And I hope each one of us has prayed and asked the Lord to wash our sins away too. Now I want to ask a question of each person that's here this morning. And you kids, you don't have to put your hands up or anything. But I want you to think about this. I want to find out if you prayed this morning. Did you pray? Now you don't have to answer that to me. But in your heart, you need to answer it to God. Did you pray this morning? Did you ask the Lord to help you this morning? Did you ask the Lord to help you have a happy day? Did you ask the Lord to help you to listen good at the conference at Sunday school? Did you thank the Lord for what He's done for you? Did you praise Him? You know, it's a nice sunny day today. Did you tell Him how great the weather is and thank Him for that? You know, those are all things that we can do when we pray to thank the Lord. Now let's just look over at another verse in Psalm 55. Verse 17 says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. You know, the reason we pray is because not only does He answer and listen, but He hears us. And it's so encouraging to be able to turn to the Lord in prayer. We can speak to Him. Let's turn to Psalm 119. I like this psalm because when I was a kid, I used to like how long it was in my Bible. Psalm 119. And verse 164 says this. Says, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Seven times a day do I praise thee. You know, I've been thinking a little bit about, in our reading meetings, about David and the praise that was in his heart in the Psalms. And what a joy to the heart of God when we have praise in our hearts to Him. And we can turn to the Lord and just thank Him and praise Him and honor Him. Now I want to ask another question. And boys and girls, you can answer this. And I have a little mic here, so I'm going to let you talk to everybody too. So we can talk to God by praying, right? When we want to ask for help, like when my Uncle Ralph said, Lord, save us. He was dead serious because we were going to get run over by a truck or a car. And I was sure we were going to get killed, but we didn't. So we can speak to God, but how does He speak to us? How does God speak to us? Does anybody have an idea? This girl down here, I'll get this mic over here. How does God speak to us?
Through the Bible.
Through the Bible. So does that mean we need to read it? If we want to know how He's going to speak to us. That's right. That's one way. There's other ways. Does anybody think of other ways that God speaks to us? Jack?
Through praying.
Through praying. That's how we speak to Him. But maybe when we're on our knees, He tells us things, right? That's good. Okay. Anybody else have ideas? You have ideas, I know you do.
Through signs.
Through signs, yeah. So when we're going along the road, right, there's an exit sign and then there's a road sign so we know what road to get off on. Oh, I want to tell you another story. I ought to tell you another story. So when Christy picked me up, we were driving up Highway 81, and something happened that has never happened to me before. We were driving along the highway, and all of a sudden there was a pair of lights coming toward us down the highway, on Highway 81. It's a four-lane highway, but there was a car coming down the other lane, like this. I'm like, Christy, slow down, stop! Now, I'd asked the Lord Jesus to help us on our trip, right? But here's this car coming down right at us. It's like, I'd never seen that before. So Christy slowed way down and slowly we went right by the guy and we didn't have a head-on collision. The Lord helped us. We cried to Him. We asked Him for His help. So we can ask the Lord and talk to Him by prayer. He talks to us in His Word through signs. And you know, there's another, I'm going to help out it a little bit and say, you know, we have road signs to help us to know which way to go. But the Lord allows circumstances in our life sometimes to help us, to guide us too, doesn't He? Okay? What about our friends? Can they help us? Help us to know the mind of God? So I have some friends at home that I grew up with that have been a help to me to know what I ought to do at the right time. And so it's very important for us to have good friends, good Christian friends that can help us with a good verse at the right time. And you know, I'm going to tell a story on one of the fellows that I grew up with. He goes to the same meeting as I do now, and he has seven kids like I do. And our kids are friends. And I'm friends with George still. But when I was a boy, George gave me a verse to encourage me when I needed it at that time. And that's what good friends are for. And so, you know, I would just encourage you as you're at a meeting like this to make good friends. And not just to talk about things that our here and now, but to talk about important things about our souls and to be an encouragement to one another. Now, I want to talk a little bit about an example in the Bible of somebody who prayed. And you know, we kind of had the story yesterday. So, what story did we have yesterday about a lady that prayed and asked God for some help? And God answered her prayer. And then we had great blessing for many people because of her prayer and her faith. Does anybody remember who we talked about yesterday? Mr. Stewart in the meeting talked about a lady. Ernie. Hannah, that's right. So let's turn in our Bibles, if we have Bibles, to 1 Samuel chapter 1. We have to turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 1. And if you don't have a Bible, I want you to do something else. I want you to listen. Those who have Bibles will read and listen. If you don't have a Bible, I want you just to listen, but I want you to listen really well. So, 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 2. At the end, it says, Hannah had no children. And you know, this lady, Hannah, she wanted to have children. Specifically, she wanted to have a little boy. And we're going to read some more about this. It says, let's just talk a little bit about the story for time. So this lady, Hannah, she didn't have any children, but she was married to a man who had another wife, and the other wife had lots of children. And the other wife made her feel bad because she didn't have any children. She said, I got all the kids. And made Hannah feel really bad. And Hannah was really sad. In verse 7 it says, So they went up to offer to the Lord once a year. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her. So the other wife, her name was Peninnah, she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Poor Hannah, she was so sad. So there are circumstances, things that happen in our lives that make us sad sometimes. What do we do? We can just be sad, or we can pray. And I found that when I pray, it helps me a lot. I can overcome a lot of things with prayer. The Lord helps me. And so Hannah prayed, and we're going to read in verse 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. So Hannah, it says in verse 9, rose up. So here she was, so sad, and so disappointed and so discouraged, and she'd been provoked by this other lady and was feeling so bad, she rose up and prayed. That's nice. I've thought about that because in one of our rooms in our house, we have this picture that my wife painted, and it says, rise up and pray. Rise up and pray. What does that mean? Does that mean we get up and then pray? Or do we kneel down and pray? I don't think it means that we stand up and pray. I think it means that we get praying. We need to do that. And so, if there's a lesson today from the Sunday school, we need to pray more. We need to pray. And first of all, we have to ask the Lord to be our Savior. But then, as our friend, we can turn to Him in our need and have direction in our life and encouragement. And so here Hannah, she turns to God and she asks for a man-child, a little boy, that she was then going to give back to the Lord. And, you know, the Lord heard her prayer and the Lord answered her prayer. So let's turn over and see how He answered it. Verse 20. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. So what does Samuel mean? Samuel means asked of God. Asked of God. Does it matter what your name is? Yeah, it does. Because through your whole life, then that's your name. So you're Levi, right? That's a nice name. That's a very special name. Your dad and mom chose that name for a purpose, for your blessing. Right? And every one of us can look and say, I wonder why our dad and mom chose our name. Well, there's a reason for it. And Hannah chose this name, Samuel, because she'd asked God for this little boy, and God gave her that little boy. And it was a wonderful thing. Now let's just turn down to verse 24. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And then she presented him to Eli. Verse 27, For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him, or returned him unto the Lord, as long as he liveth. He shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. I've often wondered who worshipped the Lord. But I've wondered if it wasn't Eli worshipping the Lord for this little boy that this lady had prayed for, that God had given to help in the temple. But the result was worship to the Lord. So verse 27, For this child I prayed. Now I want to ask you boys and girls a question. Who brought you to the conference? Was it your dad or your mom? Or your uncle or your aunt or your grandma or your grandpa? Or somebody that really cared for your soul? That's who brought you. And this little boy Samuel, he was brought to the temple by his mom and dad. Because they appreciated the God of Israel. And the reason why you're here, boys and girls, today is because of your parents. Or those who loved you, that brought you here. Because they wanted you to hear the Word of God. They wanted you to hear about prayer and how important it is. They wanted you to hear about the Lord Jesus and His love. And last night we heard about Luke chapter 15, didn't we? We heard about the shepherd who put the little sheep on his shoulders. We heard about the lady who swept the floor looking for the lost coin. And then we heard about the boy that was in feeding the pigs and how he returned to his father and came into such blessing. We heard these wonderful stories from the Word of God. Stories for us, even today. Okay, so let's go a little farther in this story and talk about Samuel before we're done. Let's go over to chapter 2 and verse 18 for a minute. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat, and brought it to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. You know, I can just picture this mom, Hannah, and I'll tell you another story. So, before we came to the conference, I was looking at in the kitchen, and there was a whole bunch of jars like this on the counter. And in the jars was some stuff I really like to eat. It was chili sauce, but my wife had to get ready the cans. She had to get ready the tomatoes, the onions, the celery, the green peppers, and all the things that go into chili sauce in order to make chili sauce for me to enjoy on my roast beef and chicken and all kinds of other things that I like it on. But this made me think about this story. Because Hannah wanted to make a coat for her little boy every year. And in those days, clothing was expensive. And usually you only had one change of clothing. That's all you had. Because it was expensive. And so it was hard to get material, and it was hard to put it together in those days. But they could do it. And so she made a new coat for her little son every year. And I've enjoyed a thought that a brother shared with me that this little coat got bigger every year. And the thought was that our spiritual coat should get bigger every year as we learn more and more about the Lord, right? But I thought a little bit about how this mom prepared for her little boy. It cost her something. It took time and thought and preparation. And so may that be an exercise for us. Okay, now we're going to turn over to chapter 3. And we're going to talk a little bit about Samuel, and then we're done. So this boy Samuel, he was a little boy, and his mom had brought him to the temple. And the one that took care of him the most was an old man. And he was the high priest, and his name was Eli. So you can think about that. Would you enjoy all of a sudden living in the temple and serving an old man and helping him? This is what Samuel did. And God had purposed this. And God had blessed Eli with this special gift that God had given. So let's read in chapter 3 of 1 Samuel, verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. You know, if I can say it this way, it's kind of like it is today around us. You know, there's not a lot of people who are really interested in the Word of God. There's a lot of people that enjoy all the things that God has made, but they leave God out of their life. And thankfully, there are a few people who love the Lord and desire His things. But it says the word of the Lord was precious in those days. I've kind of thought about it this way. It was kind of rare. And you know, there's a lot more Christians in the United States than where we live. And when I read something a while ago that said that there was four times as many Christians in the United States as there is in Canada. And we might think where we live in the United States, there's not a lot of Christians. Well, divide that by four. That's where I live. Thankfully, there are Christians where I live. And we're thankful for that. Okay, so 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 7 now. It says, and Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. So, remember I asked a question at the beginning, if you prayed this morning? Remember? Okay. Now I'm going to ask another question. It says here that Samuel did not yet know the Lord. So I'm going to ask another question, and you don't have to answer me, but you have to answer the Lord. And this question is this: do you know the Lord yet? Do you know the Lord yet? You say, what do you mean? Well, do you know Him? Do you talk to Him? Do you believe that when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, He died for you? Have you asked Him to wash your sins away? Because that's how we get to know the Lord. You know, now Samuel, he didn't know the Lord yet. And maybe there's somebody here today and you don't know the Lord yet. But you know what? You can get to know Him right now. Right now, you can get to know Him. Maybe you've never talked to the Lord Jesus yourself before. Maybe not. But you can. You can talk to Him right now. You can say to the Lord, Lord, can You please forgive me for all the things that I've done wrong? Can You please wash my sins away? And you can believe that when He died on the cross, He died for you. You can get to know Him right now. Now we're going to go a little further in the story because I like this story. It says in verse 8, the Lord called Samuel the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. Now, this is one of the seven times in the Bible where a person is called twice by God, by their name. And that's why, when I was talking about Levi's name, that's why that name that your parents gave you is so important, because that's the name that God uses to call you. Because each one of us is an individual. And He calls us each by name. And that's a wonderful thing. And I don't know how God called Samuel exactly, but He did say his name twice. He got his attention because He wanted Samuel for Himself. And boys and girls, if you haven't come yet, you can come today. And the Lord is calling your name. But you got to listen. You say, well, I don't hear Him calling my name. Well, He is right now. I'm telling you, He is. And Samuel heard his name get called twice. And by faith, you can hear your name get called this morning. If you haven't come to the Lord, you need to come this morning. He wants you. He loves you. He died on the cross to wash away your sins if you'll have Him. I don't know exactly how He said it. I don't know whether He said, Samuel, Samuel, or He said, Samuel, Samuel. I don't know. But think of the other times where people got called by name. So Abraham, he was up on with the sword and he was going to kill Isaac. And God called out of heaven. You think He said, Abraham? Abraham? Or did He say, Abraham! Abraham! Don't kill your son. Don't you think it was like that? He got his attention. And the Lord Jesus wants our attention today. He's calling our names. He loves us. Your name's Amos, right? I forgot. Asa. Asa. And the Lord is calling our names. Each one of us. It's a wonderful personal thing. And may each one of us have responded to the Lord. And let's see what Samuel said. And the Lord came. Then Samuel answered in verse 10, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Isn't that a wonderful thing? So Samuel listened to the Lord. He listened to what the Lord said. And let's see the result of this down further in the chapter. We'll end on these verses. Verse 19, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord." Wonderful. So this little boy that the mom had prayed for became a great prophet of the Lord to help many people. Now, I want to put this out to you boys and girls. I used to sit up here with you guys, where you guys are sitting today. But that was 50-some years ago. You say, "Well, that's a long time." But I want to tell you this. I used to sit here, and there was old brothers that are gone to heaven already. And they stood where I'm standing. They told me things from the Word of God. And the result was blessing to me. Now you boys and girls are sitting there. And if you listen to the Word of God like Samuel did, then you can be a blessing to other people later on. And who knows what's going to happen, right? We know the Lord's going to come. But if He doesn't come for a while, then you're going to get bigger. And it's going to be your turn to help other people, encourage other people, to be a mom, to have another little boy that's going to be a help, to be a man that's going to be able to take a Sunday school like this and be an encouragement to other people and tell them about the Lord Jesus. So Sunday school is finished now. So we're just going to ask the Lord to help us. And we're going to pray and ask that if there's somebody here today that doesn't know the Lord yet, that they'll listen with their ear of faith to their name getting called by the Lord, and that they'll say, "Lord, save me." Okay? So let's pray.